What's your name?
Diana Spain.
And what part of Texas are you from?
Well, I'm originally from North Texas, but I've lived in Austin for 33 years, so I guess I can claim Austin as my home at this point.
And you're thinking about a couple elections right now, and there are a couple issues that you're probably thinking about when choosing who to vote for. What's one thing that's on your mind today? Like, what's the top thing on your mind that's really concerning you?
Many things are happening that are concerning me, but I have to say that my overarching concern is that I feel like our democracy is being threatened, and that our very survival as the kind of nation that we've at least always aspired to be, whether we've made it or not in the past, is questionable, but I think we've always at least aspired to be a nation that represented human rights, and we've sort of been dragging ourselves toward more rights for more people in the past, and we are now rapidly falling back from that and are, I think, descending into, quite frankly, I don't even think it's hyperbole anymore to say we're descending, we're going toward a fascist-like government, and if we don't get people in the Congress to start behaving like there are checks and balances to put a brake on the administration and the rolling back of rights and destroying our alliances and sucking up to dictators and all the kinds of things that this administration has been doing, we're not going to make it. I have great concern, for example, about the congressman that represents me, and I representing is in air quotes, I can tell you that, because he refuses to speak or respond to any concerns that any of his constituents have that don't already agree with him. He gives a little bit of lip service at times to saying he disagrees with the administration, but he does absolutely nothing to actually speak out or push back or stand up for the responsibility that the Congress has to be a check and balance against the administration. And that's one reason why I'm very excited about the chances, for example, that Mike Siegel, who's the Democrat running against him in the Texas 10th Congressional District, might have a chance of winning, because I have confidence that if he does win and is my representative in Congress and our representative in Congress, that he will stand up and speak out and push back and say, this is not how the United States government and the Constitution intended our government to work. And so I feel like the only thing at this point that I can do leading up to this election is to get out and try and make that happen, and that involves me in my little congressional district here being a great supporter of Mike Siegel, the opponent. Sure. So I'm still hopeful, because it hasn't, you know, we're not done yet. So
have you voted?
Oh yes, I was standing in line waiting for the polls to open on Monday morning at ACC Highland, and in fact was interviewed by NPR and was broadcast nationally saying I wasn't going to wait because what if I got hit by a bus on Monday afternoon and didn't get a chance to vote? So
that's a good point.
Yes, I tend to think that way.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking.